Oral believed, obviously, strongly in prayer and medicine. Tell us about that in the City of Faith.
Well, I've been healed by prayer and medicine. I think that's why Oral asked me to give my testimony at all the late seminars. Dean of Medicine and Dean of Theology, office side by side, dying City of Faith offices were next door to each other. We had constant discussion. Oral made that choice that we would be there so that prayer and medicine would be very strong there. It was God's idea, and it should have happened. It should have continued to happen. We had a lot of trouble when we tried to get that accredited, went to Oklahoma City. I think the other hospitals didn't understand prayer and medicine. They argued in the case there that prayer and medicine didn't mix. They argued from a medical viewpoint.
But they also said at that time that we had enough hospital rooms as
they
it was.
Yes. I was hesitating in saying that, but that's exactly what they said. And
right.
Now those same hospitals, at least here in Tulsa, have other representations of their hospitals, you know, out in suburbia in Tulsa.
Right.
So that was really not a valid argument.
But despite that argument, it was obviously accredited anyway.
Yeah, we were accredited to operate here, but we ran out of money.
So that's the answer. Why did they run out of money?
I don't really know the answer to that. It's unbelievably expensive to have a school of theology and a hospital and keep that going. You know, Catholic hospitals have a whole Catholic church behind them. Individuals start those. Sometimes I felt like those who were church hospitals felt the competition the strongest. St. John's had a great spirit toward us. They even offered let our graduate school people work down there. I was present in a meeting with Oral and Jim Winslow. At that time, Oral was not ready to compromise. The people who train in undergraduate do go to other schools and graduate and so on. Oral felt like that the idea of prayer and medicine caught on all over the nation. And I find it hard to believe that that's why the City of Faith was there. I'm glad that happened. So glad that happened. I just praise God for that. But I think that was the failure in humankind to follow God's leading. I believe that there have been other City of Faith-like hospitals that yet will be. But until that time, maybe some conglomeration of those who graduated while City of Faith was in operation will put that together, and then it'll catch on. But I think if God's perfect will is done, our hospitals will be a place of prayer and medicine. I have people pray for me in hospitals who don't know I'm a minister.
Mm-hmm.
I have doctors who ask me if they may pray for me.
I think when I talked to Oral about why it came to an end, he drew from it exactly what you said, the idea of spirit and medicine.
Mm-hmm.
That's what he feels was the lasting legacy of the City of Faith.
Mm-hmm. I think that's correct.
I think he felt good about that.
Mm-hmm. And our students, more of you, are going all over the world. Dr. Hamilton has been in 26 countries and found graduates in all those countries. And it's the dream of the president of ORU now to establish sister schools on every continent. I don't know where God's going to take this and how many more years he'll choose to have to work on it. But I expect to be watching from somewhere.
Right.